Good. So anyway, today we're going to be, as it's our family service, we're obviously going to be including the children in some of it. And we're going to be just talking about different aspects of God's love. I just love what has been brought already this morning. Obviously what Simon brought was really lovely. And it's such a reminder, you know, that from Steve, Anne and Simon loving on me and Steve, that actually God revealed himself to us through them. And, you know, what a journey that's been. But I would never, ever regret that decision. I know that God is so powerful and so loving and so kind. So, thanks, Anne and Simon, for persevering with us and being the great friends you are. So I want a few children to tell me what they love. So Levi, could you tell me what you love?
I love singing happy birthday.
You love singing happy birthday. Do you think you could sing happy birthday for us?
Yes, I can.
You don't need the mic.
So, Maisie, what do you love?
Acting.
Acting.
Acting, anything else?
Roblox. I like Roblox.
Oh, he likes Roblox. Who's heard of Roblox? I haven't. What's Roblox? Oh, Simon and Anne know what Roblox is. Is it a computer game? Ah. Oh, that's Roblox. Okay. Ah. What do you love?
McDonald's.
Oh, all right, I'm going to pick on you because you're just looking at me. So,
what do I like? I mean, filmmaking, that's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
I like working on computers.
Ooh, working on computers. Ooh. What do you?
My grandchildren.
Oh, yes, grandchildren. Karen, and your children. Do you know what? There's a joke in my house. My two girls think that I don't love them as much as I love my grandchildren. I wouldn't like to say that's true.
Family.
Family.
I didn't hear the question.
What do you love?
What do I love? The Lord.
Ah, the Lord. Amen. Brian.
Last answer.
The last answer. Tracy?
Nature walks.
Nature walks. Livy, what do you love?
I love mummy.
Oh, she loves mummy.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
I love my wife.
Oh, Linda, where are you? He
That's
loves
what
you.
He said to me.
What did he say to you?
I said whiskey first.
Whiskey then, Linda.
Izzy and coffee.
Izzy and coffee. Oh, Dean, what do you love?
Vodka.
Vodka. Oh, we're getting there. Everything. That's a good answer. Emma, what do you love?
Chocolate.
Steve, what do you love?
I love this church.
Oh, this church. Emma, what do you love?
My best friend.
Who's that? I love my best friend too. Oh, they love each other. Mabel, what do you love?
My mummy.
Your mummy. Olivia. No, Amelia, what do you love?
Running.
Oh, she is a bit of an athlete, yeah.
What do you love?
Live music.
Oh, live music. Andy, what do you love?
Karina.
Karina. Oh, Karina, now I'm going to ask you.
Oh, I have to say Andy. No, it was Andy, obviously, but travelling with Andy.
Travelling with Andy. Steph.
My cat, Fiero.
Aww, Sil.
Life and wine gums.
Oh, wine gums. Oh, now we're getting there, aren't we? Oh, and Leon.
What do you love?
Robots.
Robots. Oh, wow. There we go. So that's quite a selection of what we all love. So we all love different things, but there is one thing that is the same for all of us, is that we love Jesus. But the bigger thing is that God loves each one of us. He's always true to us. His love doesn't depend on his mood. His love doesn't depend on what we're doing, whether we're being good or whether we're being bad, whether we're doing something nice or whether we're doing something naughty. His love doesn't change for us. And we talked about... me and Emma and the two girls were in the car, and we were talking about, you know, that we all love each other and that we're kind to each other. I mean, there's days when it's not always that, but, you know, we do love each other. We're always there for each other. Now, how sad would it be if we kept that love between the four of us and didn't show anyone else any love or compassion or kindness or bring anybody else into our little unit? Because as we love others, actually what we get is so much more. As we give out, it's like we have more coming back to us. We're not holding on to that love. And, you know, prime example is Anne and Simon. You know, they love unconditionally, you know, and that's why I'm here today, is because of their unconditional love for me and Steve. You know, and it's like, it's so easy to stay within your own family unit and in your own little group of friends because you know that they're all going to be okay with you. But I think what God wants us to do is to be able to step out of our comfort zone and love those that are around us that we don't really know yet. And as we do that, we not only give from God our love, but actually we then can change people's lives. People can know that actually they are worthy, that love is for them as well, because there's so many people in our world at the moment who are hurting, who don't know what it's like to be loved. I work with some children, and the school that they go to, there's children there that really don't know what it's like to be loved, and it breaks my heart. But, you know, how can we change that? We can't change their situation, but what we can do is love on them, be kind to them, show them that there is someone out there that, you know, does care about them. And life is forgiving. You know, I want to encourage us all, and I'm sure this is what we're all doing, because we're such an amazing church. You know, I'm sure this is what we're all doing, but I want to encourage us that, you know, this week, if there's someone that you've passed every day, you know, maybe stop and say, hi, how are you doing? Or a neighbour that you haven't seen for a little while, you know, knock on their door and say, do you fancy a cuppa? Or would you like to go for a walk? You know, there's lots of people that would love to go out for a walk, but they're not brave enough to go out on their own. You know, Steve used to do that quite a lot. He would go for a walk with people because he loved to be out in the fresh air. You know, and there's lots of people that aren't brave enough to walk on their own, you know. And just that one action from us could change that person's life, you know. And it's, I think that's where God is wanting us to go. is to be kind to those who are around us, and not just in our family unit or our friendship, but open it wider, throw the doors open and invite those people in. Invite people who... Don't just invite the ones that you know you can get along with, you know, because the ones that are hard work are the ones that always get left on the sideline. When I look around and I see there's people that get left out of stuff because they're a little bit hard to work with, or I don't think I really want to have a cup of coffee with her because it might be a bit of a struggle. You know, I want to encourage us, and I'm talking to myself as well, is to go to that hard place, because you could change that person's life. You could make them feel like they are loved, like they are worth someone looking at them, sitting with them, taking time. You know, that's what God is. That's what God does to us. God comes and sits with us. God loves on us. He doesn't ever say, oh no, you're a bit of a hard work today, Sonia, I'm not going to come and sit with you. He says, no, I'm going to come and sit with you, and I'm going to love on you, and I'm going to make sure you get through this day, and I'm going to make sure that this week you're going to be able to stand tall and not feel like you're rubbish, you know? And that's what we want for all of us and those out there, you know? There's lots of people. I mean, I'm sure Katie and the people who work in the food bank, they see lots of people who come in who are really struggling, you know, but their kindness that they show them when they come in, you know, sitting and having a coffee with them or having a chat with them, you know, that could be the one time in the week when they get encouraged, you know. So, yeah, sorry. I just know that God will always keep replacing what we give out. You'll never, ever run out of love. Never. Because as we love on those people, God will love on us. So our hearts will always be being replaced with the love. And it's a real blessing to me. I mean, the love that we've, as a family, have received over the years... We've been loved in so many circumstances, and it blows my mind to know I'm always looked after in every situation, and I can speak that honestly. Every single situation I'm looked after in. And that's because God is love, and he instills that love in all of us. But God wants us to be transformed in his image. And I love that. I keep saying, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. Every day, that's my prayer. Let me be more like you. You know, let me be more loving. Let me be more kind. Let me be more patient. I don't want to be envious of what other people have. I don't want to boast about what I've got. It's like, let me be like you, Jesus. Let me be the transformed person that you promise you will do for us. I just want to do just for you to see. So it's a visual thing. So I'm just going to call a few people up. I have actually asked them, apart from Marcus, I haven't asked Marcus, but he's already doing it. So Katie and Nancy, can I have you up? Livy and Luca. And Emma Ford and Katie, Maisie, and Anne and Amelia, and Simon and Elsie, and Marcus and Ruben. Can you come up as well, please? Just a few examples of how God is with us. You know, on days we might think he's not there, but he is. So... Simon and Elsie, you need to be sat down. So on days, can you two just... So on days, sometimes we just need to sit and talk to God. So they're talking to each other. God always listens. His ear is always open for us. So, you know, on those days when you think he's not listening to you, he is. Just keep talking. And this one is, God has always got our back. He never leaves us. He's always got our back. Yeah, she's on your back. And this beautiful one is, he holds us, cradles us at times, surrounds his arms around us, makes us feel safe. He'll always do that. Don't ever think he won't. He will. He'll always do that. Livy and Mabel, can you hold Luca's hand as well? Do you want to hold Luca's hand as well? Yeah, that's fine. So God will always hold our hand and guide us through things. He doesn't let us go. He'll always hold our hand. And this one is the Father heart of God. You know? How beautiful is the Father heart? You know? And this is just like a picture of the Father's heart. He'll do anything for you. He laid down his son's life for each one of you. There's nothing that he wouldn't do for you. Nothing. And then this picture is that God just loves to sit with you. He loves that time of just sitting with you. You don't have to say anything. You can just sit in his presence and be loved upon. How beautiful is that? You know, I love just sitting with him and just having that time with him, that quiet time. And it's in that quiet time that I just feel so loved. You know, and it's like, if you look at all of these pictures, you know, one of them has to make you feel, yeah, actually, that's what I need today. Or that's what I needed yesterday. Or, you know, it might be that tomorrow you might need to know that you are surrounded, you're loved, you're held, you're looked after, you're nurtured. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Aren't they beautiful guys, all of them? Lovely children. Thank you. There's just a few, I mean, how many scriptures in the Bible about love? Oh my goodness, I was reading them all and I'm like, wow, there's loads and loads and loads. I mean, obviously there's the one about him sending Jesus for us. There's lots of them. Love is patient. Amelia, can you come and say what you thought about love is patient?
When you're waiting for something.
So love is patient. So Amelia explained that it's when you're waiting for something. But patient in this term is also, you know, God is very patient with us. So, you know, his love is patient with us. He doesn't try to rush us on. You know, in our healing of our hurts, he won't say, right, that's it, done. He's very patient with us. And if we come back to him every day and say, I'm still hurting, he'll be patient and he'll love us through it. It does sometimes take time to get over stuff. The other one is love is kind. And I think we have the Waters family for this one. Do we have the Waters family about love is kind? If you don't know, this is Elsie, who is Simon and Anne's granddaughter, their oldest granddaughter. She said she's kind and she gives cuddles to her sister, which is true. So from 1 Corinthians 13, I've just picked out a few bits of it. It says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy and it does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonour. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Wow, if we could be like that, what a beautiful world this would be. If everybody could be like that. I know it's not possible, but, you know, just to try and be a bit like that. And we love because he first loved us, which is in 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. And then in 1 John 3:18, it says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth." And I think that is like the biggest thing. It's so easy to say, "I love you." It's so easy to say that. But is it easy to show that? You know, and how do we show that? It's by being kind. It's by being patient. It's by doing nice things for people. Even if it costs you, just go there and do it. Now we've got a song that we're just going to listen to, and just to think about all what you've heard and seen today. And I don't want anybody to take any judgment from this, because actually you are all beautiful people. You know, you've been my church family for many years, and you know, you are lovely people. And I know that a lot of you are already doing all of the stuff that we've talked about today. But I just want to encourage you that don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't stop loving. Even on those hard days, don't stop loving, because it's important for you and for those around you. So.